Chapter 4.
I'm sorry,
Jake Shoemaker simpered in an uncommonly polite voice.
I know this must be inconvenient for you.
Oscar sat on the couch, his hands tied behind his back.
I mean, it's more than just inconvenient. This is frightening, I'm sure.
Oscar's mouth was covered with a strip of silver tape. His skin was white, his eyes wide open and red-rimmed. Spattered across his yellow polo shirt was his own blood. Jake didn't like this kind of scene. He knew that when it came to violence, he was being blown forward by some old fear. It was probably as simple as a fear of failure, but he didn't want to think about that very deeply. Jake's father had been a logger in the Eastern Cascades. He had wanted to leave the woods, but he never did. Sometimes after work, he would gather Jake and the gear into the truck and head up to a green lake surrounded by dusty hills. The wooden rowboat they pulled up into the weeds had more than a little rot around the oarlocks. Jake would sit in the stern while his father gingerly pulled on the oars, not wanting to rip the locks out of the boat. Jake remembered his father wearing an oil-soaked hickory shirt, open down to show a chest burned mahogany red from the sun. He remembered his father opening a beer, making his first and only cast, leaning back and saying the exact same words every single day.
Hey, boys. Ciao.
Jake couldn't understand what in the hell he and his father were doing there. They never caught any fish, and it made him angry. When Jake thought of his old man, he remembered his smell, sweat, and saw gas. It was the smell of failure, rising like steam. Jake was wearing a black silk shirt with no tie today, a soft leather jacket, and wool slacks. He sat and picked lint off the front of his trousers while Oscar struggled on the couch. He watched Oscar tip onto his stomach. The old man's cheeks puffed out against the silver tape wrapped around his thinning brown hair. His hands were shaking and turning blue from the tightness of the cords bound around them.
I'm just in a bad mood, said Jake.
He didn't like watching the man on the couch, so he spoke up into the air, as if addressing someone in heaven.
I know I shouldn't take it all out on you, but this is business. This is a lot of money.